spiritual children. So being the spiritual children, I think it's about time we have it all. I don't know what that means. How children will be loved. It'll be great. I'm sure many of you have already had that talk with your own children, as uncomfortable as it is, but I want to focus on one aspect of that, and it's just how blessed we are to be here. The infinitesimal reality of just how special you are. Your parents, some time ago, entered into the marital union, and mom produced one cell, and dad produced billions of others, you know. And the likelihood of those two coming together and your conception taking place, oh, I should, by the way, say that this is not going to be the same home as when I'm one of the school kids. The likelihood of those two coming together and you being conceived is just amazing. It's just amazing. And imagine that was your parent. There's their parent four. It's you. And then their parent, that's eight. And then their parent, 16. And on and on. It's insane. You are so lucky to be here. And God wants to work with you. God, in this act of man and woman coming together and conceiving a child, which is what we celebrate today, by the way, we're celebrating Joachim and Anne coming together and conceiving man. There it is. And for her to be conceived, and for God to provide that special grace, prevenient grace, be attentive to the prayers to come, to hear that word, the only time you'll hear it all year, prevenient grace. God shielded Mary at the moment of her conception from original sin. Now, how did God do that? By the grace of the cross. But God hadn't even been born yet. Yes, but God's also out of the sight of time, so God can do amazing things. And so God shielded Mary so that she may be conceived to be the perfect tabernacle, the living womb in which God made man would himself come to be conceived, this time Holy Spirit and woman coming together. But how God desires to work with you as well. God didn't give you that special grace to be born without original sin. All of us, every one of us, have that. Those scars remain, those inclinations exist, that default position that has become normal, even though, like our first reading reminds us, it wasn't meant to be so. It's not natural in the sense that evil and death and sin should not have entered the world, but they did, and here we are. God wants to work through you. And how do we do that? We ask God to help us with God's grace to shield us from occasions of sin. Make us an acceptable place where God himself may come to dwell, to work with us so that we too may be God-bearers for the world. And in the luckiness, dare I say, of your existence, God desires just that. To work with you and through you, for you are unrepeatable. You are unbelievably loved by God. You are unique essence and known and loved, and God desires to work through him. Again, we may not have the grace of the cross before the cross, redeeming it for him. God is still desiring to work through him. And in that, we become children of God. In that, we become the living example of his presence still on earth. Let us receive this Eucharist today. Receive Christ within ourselves so that we can go forth like Mary, taking the presence of God out to the world.